thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2019-17 Iris Cove, David S. Olechko and Margaret O. Olechko.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 9.1 acres plus or minus into two single family lots to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. The property is located on the east side of Edgewell Road, a 50-foot private access road, approximately 205 feet northwest of Vines Creek Road, Route 26. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 148. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff would submit for the record a subdivision plan, comments from the fire marshal, the soil feasibility study, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and we would note there is a tax ditch on the property. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application? Come on up, sir. Give us your name and you may have the floor.
My name is David Elko and I'm representing Iris Cove. This the trying to subdivide lot four, I believe, into two lots. Originally when I bought property years ago, made a minor subdivision because I had some property I bought behind me that was landlocked. Lawrence Lank let me do an easement into this development, which one of the lots had St. George's Church graveyard encompassed into it. And unbeknownst to me, when I bought the property, the deed that I had was not good, and I had an easement going to Route 26. I fought it in Chancery Court and lost. And Lawrence told me the only way I could do it is if I bought property. To get access to that is if I was able to buy property on Route 26, which I did. That was back in 2003 or 4 or 5. I bought the property, developed it, got the easement from Lawrence, and it accessed my house to, and two other properties plus the graveyard, which is St. George's Graveyard, which is there since 1860. St. George's Church is still trying to maintain it. Lawrence told me at the time if I could get an access to it that he would grant me another lot, which I was able to come into Blackwater Cove, which was the original entrance back in the 1930s and 40s. I accomplished that after 12 years. And then for the last year and a half, I've been working on this because the laws have changed on how to present this. So here I am today, just trying to get one more lot to feed the same subdivision before. So it was four, went back down to three, now I'm back down. I'm trying to get four again. That's all I'm trying to accomplish.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I know. It seems like a long
it's been a journey.
Long and winding road, huh?
Yes.
Oh, it's okay. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
No, I don't have any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
It certainly is a beautiful property.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Ms. Wingate. No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Hawkins?
No questions.
Okay. Ms. Stevens?
I just want to make sure there's no restrictive covenants or deed restrictions
no.
or anything like
not,
that.
Not
to
as
say you can't subdivide anymore. So no.
Right, right. And I'm trying to maintain a deed restriction of 2,000 square foot, but we haven't put that in motion. It's signed, but I haven't, with my attorney, I have not presented it yet to the board.
That's one that you are putting on.
That's correct.
Not one that's already in place.
Correct.
Okay. That's it.
Good.
Whatever.
Not
for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Would it impact the roads, school districts, any of those items?
I mean, here's a list that I have here. I could read down each letter of what I was given from your office.
Is that regarding 99-9C?
It's not going to affect anything. I mean.
Okay. So it's not going to affect any wetlands, any woods, any.
No.
So you have a list. Would you like to submit that to the record that you're in compliance with 99-9C?
It's everything's already open. It's all completely wooded. People, I've made it. The one of the deed restrictions I would put in place was I want 1/3 of the trees maintained on the property.
Okay. But you said you had something written down.
No, you gave me a list of stuff of additions to provisions contained in article approved in the subdivision. So I try to answer every one. As we go down here, if you want, I can go down every list, every question.
But you're saying you have reviewed 99-9C and saying you're in compliance.
I'm not sure
with
exactly
that.
What number that is, hon.
Are you
look at the top? See if it doesn't say 99 dash.
It does.
Okay. Is everything on that list you're saying it will be unaffected by your subdivision?
Correct.
Is that your testimony?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. She's trying to get it on the record.
That's fine.
It's all good.
That's fine.
It's better for you that way.
Ed, I also have another question. Is there an easement for the septic system that will be on for the parcel to be created that is proposed
correct.
On
yes.
the lot adjacent to? So there's a enough of an easement for oops. If it ever has to be replaced or expanded?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, and I have, there's easement agreements. I also have an easement agreement with my neighbor. When I first developed this property, when I put the utility into the development, the last house, the first house that I built, my spec house there was a power thing that was made, set up for the power to go back to where I was trying to create this lot originally back in 2005, 2006. So, I mean, it's there. And then I had, yesterday, we had signed agreements at my attorney's office yesterday, and they should have been filed today.
For the access for the septic?
For the septic as well as utility electric easement as perfect. Well, both.
Thank you. Okay. I have no further questions.
Counselor?
I guess the one thing I was looking at was, have you or had any conversations with DENREC about the ability to put a septic on that lot?
Yes, I already have approval.
Okay. All right.
I have approval.
Okay. Very good. And?
Which was submitted with the package that I submitted. So okay. You should have that.
All right. Very good. That's all questions I have. Thank you.
All right. Shall we thank you? All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2019-17 Iris Cove? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2019-17? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next public hearing is subdivision 2019-18, Merrill J. and Betty L. Parker.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 49.8 acres plus or minus into 8 single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County. The property is located on the northeast side of Lakeview Road, approximately 3,850 feet southeast of County Living Road. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 15, Parcel 19. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. For the record, staff would submit into the record a subdivision plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. And we would note they're asking for the creation of 8 new lots, but it would be a total of 9 because it's 8 plus the residual. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Good evening. Chairman and commissioners, my name is Jim Parker, and having been here many times in 36 years with all different types of meetings, tonight I'm here representing my parents, and it's an honor. We come before you tonight looking to take 49 acres of land and subdivide it in 8 lots plus one resident lot. The ideal of this is this property was purchased by my parents in 1976, and they have owned it for 43 years plus. They have got at a point in life where they're wanting to take the land and turn it over to their kids and grandkids and grandchildren. And in doing so, as our family has grown, our kids would like to live on the property as well as our grandkids, hopefully someday. And in asking for that to be done, it is just a farm in their matter. For years they raised chickens, truck crops, and they did soya beans and corn. Tonight, we are asking that it be divided into 8 properties only. Under the current conditions with the rules and regulations, it certainly could be 50, 70 lots, but that is not their desire. They want it to be there so that the family can live on that property throughout the years. One of the things that I think that's important to know is what the surrounding properties are currently there. In the last 10 years, that area has grown dramatically. And around the entire property now consists of additional residential communities. To the south side, there's Ingram's Point, which consists of 129 residential lots. To the north side is Lake Longwood Lakes, consisting of 74 lots. And then out on the main Lakeview Road, we have John Deere Estates, Lakewood Estates, and Lakeview Estates. So in asking for this tonight and being granted, I think it would still join into what's currently in that area. If we would be granted the approval for these 8 lots tonight, I would also ask that we could get a waiver for the road standards. Obviously, it's going to be a family thing, and part of that would be the fact that we would establish a private road agreement, and with that private road agreement, it would also have shared road maintenance. And I do have a draft tonight of what that would look like, if you guys would like to present that. The second thing I would ask for is that in approving this, if you could also grant a waiver for the buffers. These lots are going to be anywhere from 2 acres to 10 acres, so they're large. And the ideal of granting the buffers, we already have some buffers around us from the existing communities that have been established along the Ingram's Point and Longwood Lakes already have buffers established. Back when we submitted this in July, at that time we were told we would be on for the December 19th meeting, and at that time it was going to give me plenty of time to have a soil scientist come out and do site evaluations to be sure the property would obtain to site evaluations. On October the 8th, I got a call from Miller Lewis telling me it was on for next Thursday night. 2 months ago, I did contact Jay Duke with Coastal Soils, and he was scheduled to come out and do site evaluations as soon as the bean crop was taken out. And obviously, that's still about 3 weeks away. So obviously, I did get a letter from Coastal Soil, and looking at it, stating that the soils look good and he didn't see any problems with septics being granted by DENREC. And certainly, that would be something you guys would want to have it waivered, that we would be able to get proper septic systems. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Well, we appreciate your comments, and we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And I do not have a paper agenda this evening. There we go. This is Mr. Mears again. Here we go.
I don't have anything. I think Mr. Parker got part of everything.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I just want to address the question about the plantings on the perimeter. So are they all the way around the entire property existing?
Currently the property does have some woods on it, and it does come up to some of the border lines. There's probably some areas probably have 25, 30 feet of woods. Other areas are all wooded, maybe 9 or 10 acres. So it does have a little bit of wood surrounding the entire property. Back when they bought it, it was totally wooded, and throughout the years, we cleared it to make it what it is today.
Okay. You addressed the roadway maintenance agreement, so that's good. I guess I need to ask, will this have any impact on roadways, on the school system?
Water.
I don't see that it would have any impact on it based on the current conditions of what's out there and what's already existing. Certainly adding 8 additional lots, I don't think would have any impact at all. If any, would be very, very, very little.
And then the pecking order, I guess, assumes who gets the biggest lot?
I'm thinking age.
That's all I have.
Well, I have a feeling the granddaughters are going to get the best pick, and you're probably going to reduce the amount of traffic that's on the road because all these kids are just going to go up to grandma and grandpa's place and swim in the pool, right? So now they won't be driving down the road to get there.
They already do that.
I have no questions.
Okay, Ms. Stevenson.
Did we cover all the 99-9 cities?
Pretty much.
And we're good.
Okay. What else?
None for me.
No, thank you.
None, thank you.
Counselor?
I think the only thing that I noted, and I think Ms. Quinlan noted in our discussions, was there's the residual lands. It looks like the lot frontage might need a variance. It doesn't look like it meets the lot width.
We can address that in the plan review.
Okay.
There might need to be a little tweaking to the lots regarding frontage along the road.
I just want to bring that up. I'm further.
Okay. All right, sir. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
All right. Thank you, sir.
If anyone here would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2019-18, Merrill J. and Betty L. Parker. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2019-18? Anybody else on the commission have any questions? None. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.